Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Athlete's Edge. You know, we're always talking about training hard, pushing limits, and striving for victory. But what if I told you there's a secret weapon, something that can supercharge your performance even more? It's not some fancy new gadget or groundbreaking technique, it's self-awareness. Ever feel like you're just going through the motions, hitting a plateau, or making the same mistakes over and over? That might be a sign you need to dial up your self-awareness. Think of it like this. You wouldn't jump into a race without knowing your strengths, weaknesses, or even what your starting position is, right? Same goes for life, for your game, for everything. Today, we're diving deep into the power of self-awareness and how it can revolutionize your performance. So buckle up, because this isn't just about sports, these are tools you can use in every aspect of your life to become a better version of yourself. First things first, what exactly is self-awareness? It's like having an internal GPS that helps you understand your emotions, thoughts, motivations, and even your physical sensations. It's about knowing your triggers, recognizing patterns in your behavior, and being able to adjust your course when needed. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you build your self-awareness muscle. 1. Pay attention to your body. Ever noticed how your stomach knots up before a big presentation or that racing heartbeat during a heated debate? Our bodies are constantly sending us signals, but we often ignore them. Start paying attention to these physical cues, they're telling you something. Are you tense when you're stressed? Do you get butterflies in your stomach when you're excited? Recognizing these patterns can give you valuable insights into how you react in different situations. 2. Embrace introspection. This doesn't mean spending hours staring at the ceiling. It's about taking time for quiet reflection. Journaling, meditation, or even just a few minutes of mindful breathing can help you connect with your inner voice and process your thoughts and feelings. Remember, you can't truly understand yourself unless you make an effort to look inward. 3. Seek feedback from trusted sources. Sometimes we have blind spots, things we don't see about ourselves because we're too close to the picture. That's where trusted friends, family, or mentors come in. Ask for honest feedback on your strengths and weaknesses and be open to hearing their perspectives. Remember, constructive criticism can be a powerful tool for growth. 4. Identify your values. What's truly important to you? Honesty, integrity, compassion, success. Knowing your core values can guide your decisions and actions, helping you stay true to yourself even when things get tough. It's like having a compass that points you in the right direction. 5. Celebrate your progress. Don't underestimate the power of recognizing your achievements, big or small. Every step you take towards greater self-awareness is a victory. Acknowledge your wins, learn from your setbacks, and keep moving forward. Think about a time when you felt really off your game. Maybe you bombed a presentation, had a frustrating workout, or just couldn't seem to get anything right. Now think back. Were there any signs beforehand? Did you feel anxious? Restless? Unfocused? Chances are, if you had paid closer attention to those internal cues, you could have adjusted your approach and avoided the setback altogether. That's the power of self-awareness. It helps you make informed decisions, navigate challenges more effectively, and ultimately perform at your best. Remember, this isn't a one-time fix, it's a continuous journey of learning and growth. So be patient with yourself, keep practicing those self-reflection techniques, and watch as your game both on and off the field transforms. Today's episode is all about planting that seed of self-awareness. I want you to take one action step right now. Identify one thing you can do this week to increase your self-awareness. It could be something simple like journaling for 5 minutes each day, taking a mindful walk, or asking a trusted friend for feedback on a specific situation. Go ahead, get started. And remember, sharing is caring. Let me know in the comments what action steps you're taking and how it's going. Until next time, keep pushing those limits and unlocking your full potential. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.